Thanks for tuning in and listening to Riley on Film. I am Damian Riley, your ghost host. While you're here, I hope you got your horror's worth. Find out more and subscribe, only not in that order, at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, enjoy the show. Shrooms is a horror movie. Yes, I said shrooms. Like, as in magic mushrooms, when you were in high school. They were all around, at least at my high school they were. I was in 2007 when this was made. Of course, I was in high school, 83, 4, 5, 6, 7, so like 84, I started high school. So my high school goes way back beyond 2007. However, now that I've revealed that I'm a Gen Xer and not a millennial, hopefully you will continue listening. I want to tell you about this film. It's really good. I did not think that this would be a good film, especially a good horror film. It looked so silly to me. Basically, the cover, they're making a skull that's kind of a gestalt figure. So you can either see the eyes and see it as a skull, or you can see that it's just the moon and these shrooms. It's actually kind of a cool cover, really. But now that I've seen the movie, I like it. But at the beginning, I just thought that is so contrived from confused people eating shrooms. But after a while, I looked at everything else that was out there, and I make decisions probably about every other day on what horror film to watch off my watch list. I have a watch list on Amazon Prime. I don't know if I can even share that with you, but that's just behind-the-scenes talk. Pay no attention to the man behind the cloth, or whatever he says. Anyways, yeah, Wizard of Oz, remember that. So, back to shrooms. I always like to see the little tagline below the title. Get ready to get wasted. Okay, so that's what they're appealing to. And I did see that, and I was like, no. And then I thought, you know, a little bit later, I want to see how they portray it. You know, I want to see, like, if they do it, like, in a cool, like, artsy, intellectual kind of way. Or if they just make it act like it makes you high. Which, that's not what it does. Anybody who's done magic mushrooms knows that you're kind of at their mercy. Sort of for 7 or 8 hours. That's a true story. And I don't really know why people want to do that, but it definitely has been used through time, even by native cultures, and then also by, you know, all the meditation consciousness teachers all really recommend hallucinogens to get into the state where you're in the state of the soul, not so much the body. The body is not you, it's only temporary you, changing you, but there is a you inside that is eternal, and that's called the soul. So when I look at this, I think, okay, are they seeking their soul? And I figured they wouldn't be. I figured they'd just be making out and stuff. But you know what? They were seeking a higher purpose for the shrooms. So that was interesting. They have a guy, like, he's in charge of everybody, and he's the leader. I think he calls himself the sheriff of the day, and they're all taking shrooms out in the woods. And that's how the movie starts. There are some really cool, I would say they're pretty amazing, sequences where the lead blonde, who's really hot, by the way, I think I'm in love, but she's a little bit too young for me, but my goodness, she's a beautiful creature. And they're all, the other girls cute too. So anyway, you're watching these cute girls talk to guys who are trying to get them in bed, and that's kind of the premise of the film. And, you know, shit goes down. Things happen. I mean, you can imagine. There's a horror movie. So they start seeing this, like, hooded guy, or she does, the blonde does, and starts finding, like, stuff done. And for the sake of brevity and the sake of wit and the sake of spoilers, I'm not going to get too in detail, but this is on Prime Video. Most people have Prime Video. So you can just go there, watch it. I highly, highly recommend it. I really enjoyed it. Probably the best things that I liked about it was that it ended up being sort of a mystery. And the magic mushrooms kind of, like, distracted the characters from what was really happening, and then in the final scenes, it is all revealed, which is very interesting, because it is a hallucinogenic, and you're bound to see things that aren't really there, that aren't real, or feel things like that, or have concepts in your head, which is just as intense as seeing something. Nothing that like that happened, but a lot of other stuff does. So please, please, check this film out. If you're looking for a horror film, it's probably free if you have Amazon Prime. It's called Shrooms. And he says, get ready to get wasted. But it's not just a typical, like, college, let's get wasted movie. It's more of a thought-provoking movie. And a mystery. You're trying to figure out what's really happening. It appears that something's happening while they're on shrooms. But what's really happening? That's what you need to be thinking. So, yeah, real good film. I don't necessarily recommend any drugs to anybody, but hallucinogenics can be helpful in therapy and, you know, when you're old enough, when it's legal to do it. You can go to Amsterdam, because that's where it's legal, but it's not legal here. At any rate, I thank you for your time, and I would love to hear some comments or read some comments on my podcast, which I think you can get to right now. On Anchor is the best one, and there should be a way to add a statement in there, and that's like a comment, or you can do a voice one too. Boy, that'd be great to hear from you. It looks like I don't have too many out there listening, but you got some diehards are there. So yeah, if you could do me a favor, do that, or give me a rating on Apple Podcasts, or, you know, a rating wherever you're listening. Of course, make it a 10, please. And, you know, I'm trying real hard, and I'm going to be very regular with this podcast, so I will definitely be there for you, letting you know about movies that work and movies that suck. That's basically what I talk about here. Okay, well, that ends this wonderful episode. I'm very happy to have shared a movie I loved called Shrooms, and I hope you enjoy it on Amazon Prime Video. Thank you for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. You can find out more and subscribe always for free at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, have a great day.